From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Andrew Richards.
And I'm Chad Beter.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. Today we got a cool little utility that we're going to talk about. Chad.
Yeah, so we've been spending a lot of time lately in the weeds down in like this real heavy technical stuff, talking about the Windows debugger and things like that. We thought we'd mix it up a little bit, go a little bit lighter this time. So we're talking about a tool that was created by Mark Rasinovich, who we've had on the show, one of the SysInternals tools, and it's called Zoomit. And I think it's really a tool that Mark created just for the purpose of, like, when he's doing presentations and, you know, in front of a room, that sort of thing. He kind of wanted something that had these features, so he made it for himself and figured other people might like it, too.
And he says it's his favorite tool out of all the tools.
Yeah. Yeah, he uses it all the time. I've seen him every... If you ever see him, you know, speak, he's always using it. So...
And so this is different from the Windows magnifier, right?
Yeah, so they are a little bit similar in concept. Let's go ahead and actually start up Zoomit, and we can kind of look at the differences here. So I don't know if I have it already running. If I do, it's in my taskbar. I do. Let me just close it, and you'll see. Like, if I run it, the first time you run it, you will get a configuration dialog. But since I've run it before, it just pops up right down here in your... notification area, so there's really no UI except for the first time you run it. Once you start it up, you have these hotkeys. So, like you mentioned, there is the built-in Windows magnifier, and let's just kind of show that actually for starters. So, if we hit the Windows key and then the plus key, we get the Windows magnifier, and we can kind of scroll around here, and I think what there's maybe like you can hit the plus or something. Or
yeah, you should be able to hit Windows plus a couple
Windows
more times.
Plus
zoom in
to
further,
zoom
out.
So
Windows
there's some,
minus to zoom back out.
So, you know, you can do that.
Anybody know when that came out? When did
they
put
that
it
was
against
Vista?
Yeah, we've had a magnifier for a while for accessibility reasons.
But on the,
I
window,
think I
mean, on the Windows
version.
Key. Has it been on the Windows key?
Oh, the
that
shortcut? That I don't know.
I think that was Vista.
It may have been. And this is okay. It's a little bit limited. You do have some options here where you can, like, choose to, where is it? View it in a lens or docked over on the side. It's okay. But the cool thing about Zoomit is you have a few more features that we'll look at.
So the magnifier came out as part of the accessibility tools, right? It's like on the narrator and all those things. It's designed for people who have...
Yeah, and in fact, if you use the accessibility shortcut, which is like Windows U, then I think one of your magnifier is one of the options there as well.
How do you know that, Windows U?
Because I always hit it
by
accident.
I know because I interviewed the guy who works on the accessibility team.
Oh, there you go. I know it because I always hit it by mistake. And it comes up, and then it starts talking to me in meetings, and then I get embarrassed. So anyway, back to Zoomit. So there's a few shortcut keys. The main one here is Control-1. And as you can see, it's very similar to the magnifier, except we don't have that little overlay magnifying glass there. You notice that the background, which was animated, has paused. So this sort of takes a screenshot of wherever you're at and zooms in. Now, the cool thing about this that you can't do with the built-in magnifier is now if you want to annotate things, you can click here. And now with my mouse, I can draw things. And I can also hold down keys to get other options. So I think if I hold down Control, then I can draw squares around things.
What about your touch screen on your beautiful X1?
Yeah, so my new X1 Carbon, which I love. And that is actually great because you can scribble right on the screen with your finger.
Sweet.
Which is pretty darn cool.
Nice.
Does the keys work with it? So you hold down Control and do the same thing? Will you get a box?
Yes, you will.
Nice.
Yeah, Tab, I think, is this. There's a couple other hotkeys. Like, for example, Control-Z will undo, so you can step back. You can hit E to erase all that you've drawn. You can even change color. I think there's, like, for example, if I hit G, I now get a green, B for blue, Y for yellow, P, I think, is pink. If you're also giving a presentation and you want to have like a just a whiteboard type of thing, you can hit W, and it'll clear out the screen. And now, basically, I've got a whiteboard here. Escape goes back out.
Is there a text tool, like to type text?
Yeah, there is. In fact, so the other hotkey, say, for example, if you just want to be able to do that annotation without the zoom, so again, Control 1 was the zoom. Oh, and by the way, up arrow and down arrow to increase and decrease the zoom level. If you just want to do full screen unzoomed, Control 2, and once again I can click to draw, the T button will allow me to add text here.
Very cool.
Yeah. And again, E, actually I have to hit Escape once I'm done typing. E again to erase, Escape to get back to.
I think the last one is Control and Shift for an arrow. Is that right?
Yeah. Forgot that one. So Control. Let's zoom back in, and if we wanted like a click here, and Control and Shift at the same time, I can draw an arrow. Do a red one here.
I like that you've drawn an arrow to its eye. It's nice.
Yeah.
I am finding it kind of creepy, these things watching us.
It's a little bizarre. I didn't even mention it.
Today on Defrag.
It's more of a Defrag show thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned, it sort of does that as a static screenshot. Another option, if you do want to do a sort of a live interactive thing like with the magnifier, you have that option as well. So Control 4? Gives me the live view, and I can scroll around, and as you can see, he's still animated here. I can zoom in, do things
very
like
nice.
That. Now in the live zoom, because the up arrow and down arrow are used to, you know, as a regular up arrow and down arrow, you still can increase and decrease the zoom through Control up arrow and down arrow. Now at this point, you can still annotate. Once you're in the live zoom, I think if you hit Control 2 from here, it will go back to the static screenshot from wherever you were at, and you can go do your scribbling.
I like the live preview for when you come across the video that won't let you full screen. You can at least do a zoom on it to make it act like it's a full screen video without it being.
That's a great point. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention here. You can do a screenshot from here. So once you do your annotations, for example, let me click back in here with Control 2, do my text annotation here, whatever I want to do. I can do a Control C. That just pasted it into my clipboard. I can also do a Control S and save this to a PNG file, so I can take screenshots, either zoomed or unzoomed.
So save as file type says zoomed ping instead of ping. Is there a difference?
That's a good question.
Actual size ping.
Actual size zoomed versus ping. Zoomed. I'm not actually sure.
Oh,
what
so maybe it will like make it smaller.
I think maybe if we choose actual size, then it will sort of take the full screen PNG, and the zoomed will.
Well, maybe it's
the zoomed will crop.
Is this say you're looking at 200 pixels by 200 pixels? Maybe it will put it out as 200 pixels by 200 pixels for the actual.
And we could
put
just it out do it as, instead of guessing.
What yeah,
it
does.
I think I was just about to do that. So let's do a zoomed one, and then let's do a. Actual size. Let's get out of here. Control 4 again. So I Control 4 to get into the live zoom. Control 4 again to get back out of it. Let's go look at my.
Today on Defrag Tools, we'll do our show prep in the middle of the show.
We learn how to do things as we do them. So this one was actual size, and that looks zoomed to me.
Is it zooming it?
Bring out the properties at the bottom.
And zoomed is looks the same, so I'm not sure what the difference is.
Yeah, look at the properties. I bet they're actually
size. Exactly the same size file. I don't see any difference there. We'll have to ask Mark about that.
All right, then.
We'll put it in the
we'll put it in the show notes. There may also be a bug there. I don't know. Maybe, that's highly doubtful. Maybe we found a bug.
Do you realize this is a Mark Rusinovich tribute show? You can't say there was a bug in any of his code.
He's human, people.
He is. He is. So one other feature here, if you are using this for presentations or for like training classes, one of the things that he did is add a break timer, which I believe is Control 3. Mm-hmm. Default is 10 minutes. It just puts a big countdown timer on the screen there. You can up arrow and down arrow if you want to add or subtract time from it. If you do Alt-Tab away from it, it will keep running in the background. And I think to get back to it, you can go...
Can you just Alt-Tab back to it?
I can't remember. There's a way to get back to it, which I forget. In fact, it will tell you, let's go look, because one of the things to get all these options, this is all very customizable. So ZoomIt is down in my notification tray here, and if I go to the options, you can see here you can set like initial zoom levels. You can modify those hotkeys if you don't like them. And on the break timer, I think it actually tells you here, if you Alt-Tab away from the timer window, reactivate it by left-clicking on the ZoomIt tray icon. So there we go. So let's actually try it. So Control...
You have to get out of
Zoom. Oh, I have to be out of this. Control 3. We'll let it count down. Alt-Tab away. And come back and left-click. And it's still running.
Sweet.
So that is, oh, by the way, you can change the color on that too. BG.
Nice.
Can't remember if you can change the background. Probably not. But that is probably about it for ZoomIt. Again, you can install this. It's super easy, tiny download right off SysInternals. It's very unobtrusive. You can choose to run it every time you start Windows down here, and it'll put it in the startup. Otherwise, just kick it off when you need it and close it when you don't. It's a pretty cool tool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So is that the show for today, or are we going to show another tool?
No, I think we would. So we'll follow up with ZoomIt next week. No, ZoomIt.
We still do desktops
next week.
Desktops next week. See you then.
Every week.